This is Jane Boyd talking from Vancouver about Listly.
I don't know, like, you know how you're doing, you know, Paul, how you tweet, like, the styles of waking? You know, like, I'm just thinking, like, wouldn't it be neat to have the you know, style of good morning or the, I don't know, but, like, again, it's bringing the voice, right? Because if I think about how you and I first connected, Paul, I mean, you sent me an audio loop, and it was, you know, your storytelling and just, like, the whole emotion of your voice, and I was like, wow, you know, I really need to connect with this person. So if there were ways to bring that out, you know, through different things within the community, whatever the lists are that you build, it just...
Well, you know, Jane, look, I just suddenly had this flash image of, you know, Cork has got, you know, the Montanati accent, it's got the where else, great, help me out, there's got all these places in Cork, these very small local communities, rearing from, you know, well-to-do middle-class, upper-middle-class areas of Cork where people speak with a certain accent that went to certain schools, and other parts where people speak with what, you know, some would call really thick, rich, thick, barely comprehensible accents to people who don't belong in that local community. What an interesting, you know, tableau scope that would be. The voices of Cork, the list of the voices of Cork. It could be done street by street.
It has been.
Say this to Paul, because you know he'll do it, right?
Yeah.
Walk down the street, the high street of Cork,
yeah.
He interviews 100 people, and they've got 20 seconds each. You know, what's unique about Cork? I give them a minute max. And if you have if you collect 100 of those, it's kind of funny to see how people see the same place, but it's interesting. So you're actually held to actually consume that content.
Then if you can take that another step and connect it to some geolocation information so that your users can then connect to those locations, then you have an entirely new layer of ways for people to interact with your area.
You can build the tag cloud of Cork. Like, basically, if you took if you recorded those conversations, right, with local words, in local accents, even tourist accent, doesn't have to be local accent, but it's just interesting. And then you transcribe all of that, and then you translate that into a crowd, into a tag cloud, so the most popular words will come up bigger.
Well, just
the duplicate words, yeah. And you end up with, like, these are the 50 keywords that people mention about Cork again and again and again. That's really, really
well, imagine if we can get somebody to sponsor 100 kids, give them each recording devices, let them loose on the main street in Cork on a Saturday in some organized way to collect the voices of Cork. School kids, right? So you got a school project, you got a whole class. I'm looking at Shirley now to see how she's going to react, because she does big into education here, right? But I want to know, Shirley, is there any, what do you think of the idea of getting a whole lot of young people with smartphones, right, to go collecting the voices of Cork?
I think it's a great idea.
Say more.
Well, I'm just thinking, I was at the community associations. I live in a local area outside Cork in the suburbs, about 15,000 population. It's called Glanmire. And it was pretty badly hit with the floods there a couple of weeks back. But €5,000 has actually been given towards computers to the seniors. But I'm kind of saying, actually, we could use these as and get tablets and kind of, you know, kind of develop it and so on. So I'm kind of thinking about that and thinking about the local things. And I think the age, I'm working on a youth and elder project, and, you know, the youth and bringing the youth and elders together in some fashion and using social media as a way, because, you know, children have it, in, you know, inherently now, they just know. And you know, the elders kind of, you know, have this huge block because they think, oh, computers. It's got a plug. Go away. And you know that you know. So anyway, that's kind of where I'm thinking of going with it. Anyone wants to expand, please do.
Well, you could go youth and elder, you could go with memories of what it used to be like.
Yeah.
You find that older people will have the thicker, more local accents.
Yeah.
The young kids tend to have the sort of mid-Atlantic, Disney-esque accent, if you like. And so, you know, it might be interesting to have them ask their parents and grandparents to speak as they would speak, rather than what they have normally listened to on TV and whatever. So you could go with that too.
Yeah.
And that's the whole youth elder, and you can really see the transition maybe through the different generations and see what it used to sound like, what the words used to be.
Yeah. But saying that, I moved to Cork 13 years ago. My daughter was 13 at the time. And within a fortnight, she was speaking a language I did not understand. So she picked it up fairly fast.
Well, I'm going to dumb it down here, and I think we need to find out the best pint in Cork.
The best pint in Cork. That'd be a lot of tourists will want that one, and a lot of publicans will have a competition to get in there.
It's something people have big opinions on, don't they?
Yeah.
I had a Coleman, and he was convinced that the best pint in Cork was in Drury's Hotel on the Western Road. It couldn't be argued out of it. No pub was any better. We get emotional about our pint of Guinness and our pint of Murphy's.
Hey, look, I want to draw this, at the risk of being very unpopular, I want to draw this to a conclusion, right? I want to let people go because you've been really good to come on with us from Oklahoma, to come on with us from Denmark, to come on with us from Canada, the Far West, and two of you from the Far West, right? And, And we need some unwinding time here when we're not live on air as well, you know, to tidy up. And we've got snack bars and crisps and chocolates here, and I want another cup of tea. So I just want to know, let's have a little bit of input from every single person before we finish. I just want to tell you, we've had 218 views of the list that I put up while we were sitting here called, it's a very boringly titled list, I have to say. It simply says, Cork people and others discussing listly. Now, I'm going to have to change the name or something because that's a crap name, right? We got to have a list of the worst thinkers about listly in the world, right? Or,
10 people who should be in prison.
Yeah. Con merchants talking about listly, right? But look, Jane Boyd, you started this. I think we should get you to lead off the ending. You curate the ending, Jane Boyd.
Oh my goodness. Well, I mean, it was just, it's been a delight to connect with all of you there and to, hear all of the different ideas and suggestions and things. I mean, the interesting thing is that no matter where we are in the world, the 30th community is community, and how we go about building it, there's so many commonalities between all of us, and I think it's really neat that we've all been able to gather from, many different places, from Becky, who's in a really small town, to, those of us who are in a little bit bigger places, but still look at ways that we can, benefit from using something like Listly to still really help develop community, right? Right in the communities that we're in. So it's been a pure joy for me to be able to be involved with bringing everybody together today. So I thank you for the opportunity to participate in that.
We have to hear from Becky. She's come from such a small little place, so far away, and made such a big impact. Come on, Becky, say something.
Smaller places are now our big advantages as we go online. We know how to smile, we know how to wave and give a little tip of the hat. And the more that we can do those things as we connect online, the more we can really connect as people.
Superb. Come on, Greg, let's have something from Denmark.
I think what's really brilliant, having met all you lovely people, not just today, but on other occasions too, is the sheer enthusiasm for social media. It really is inspiring, sometimes a little bit overwhelming.
Thanks, Greg. Hey, Nick Kellett, I want you to do one thing. You have a co-founder. I want you to give a little shout out for your co-founder.
So it's great to, if you don't share what you know, you can't actually add to that context, that framework. So thanks very much for today. Awesome.
Okay, look, guys, say a last word from everybody. Greg, the host, go on.
Yeah, we're just starting our new list, the best pint in Cork. We have to start right now.
Good, I just
think it's a shame that it'll be a long time before we all share a pint with everybody on screen. I mean, just think of the distances.
Yeah, yeah. We can have a virtual cheers.
Virtual cheers would be nice.
Shirley?
This is my first hang up or hang out.
Did you get that, Nick Kellett? You tweet that? Her first hang up is Listley.
So I'm quite delighted at being part of it all. Thank you.
I'm amazed that it comes across. People are people. People want to share. People want to belong. That's Listley. Plain and simple.
And look, thanks to all the people who will ever listen and watch this. You know, to all the people who aren't here in the room with us this evening and aren't live on air, but will pick us up. We did it for you. You know, join us. Here's to Listley. And here's to the people who make Listley work. The worldwide community. Good night.
Very good.
Thank you, Jane Boyd.
Bye.
Thank you, Jane Boyd. Bye.
Well done.
Excellent. Absolutely excellent. Now, boys and girls, I had a hungry woman text me saying, very polite way.
Come on, we should tidy up here, Greg. You know, look, that's been wow.
That's my bedtime.
Okay.
Big friend over from England to just after arriving.
Oh, hold on, Greg. You're live on air. You don't want to be careful what you say here.
That's okay.
Careful what you say here. No. Let me just take a last word from you all. Look, Jim. Look, come on. A comment to Audioboo.
A comment to Audioboo. Listley is the future. Basically, it's people sharing with other people and talking to each other.
Shirley.
Yeah, I'm just quite fascinated by it all. And I'll leave it at that.
Greg.
Best pint pub, first place on the list. I want to know.
I want to get there quick myself. Roger O'Brien.
Speechless.
Good night, everybody. Thanks very much for coming on the journey. Bye-bye.